Thank you very much. Indeed, on 22nd or 24th of March was held in New York the first United Nations Water Conference since almost 50 years, which brought together almost 10,000 participants in person and also online. And several of you have also taken part in this conference, which has really helped to put water higher on the agenda in New York and also nationally. There were many ministers, even some heads of state, and this conference was co-chaired by the Netherlands and Tajikistan. So the main results of the conference were, on the one hand, a summary of the conference proceedings, also a summary of the main outcomes by the President of the General Assembly, with some game-changing commitments, as he called them, and then the Water Action Agenda. The Water Action Agenda, as you probably know, is a collection of now more than 800 voluntary commitments from governments, civil society, private sector, academia, and also international organizations and UN institutions in order to accelerate the achievement of SDG 6 by 2030. And here, the protocol was also active. So on the one hand, the protocol was visible because thanks to Hungary as chair country, and also in cooperation with Portugal and Germany, a side event was organized on the first day of the conference on the protocol and its tools. And I can tell you, if you were not there, the room was full. Some people could not even enter the room. And different presenters spoke. On the one hand, higher-level participants spoke about the protocol, and then also a particular tools were presented by experts. So I'd like Marta to speak a bit more on the side events, but I think it was really a success and also attracted interest from new countries and including from countries outside the Pan-European region. Then I already mentioned the Water Action Agenda as a main outcome of the conference. And here I would like to say that also several commitments were submitted on the protocol or in relation to the protocol. So on the one hand, the Joint Secretariat, UNCWHO Europe, but in cooperation with the Bureau, submitted a commitment on driving action on water, sanitation, hygiene, and health in the Pan-European region through the protocol on water and health. This includes mostly activities which are already planned and ongoing in the framework of the different program areas, such as on equitable access to water and sanitation and others, and on target settings. So, for example, this includes that we will support accession by new countries, and I think this has already been very successful, seeing that now North Macedonia have joined and Uzbekistan almost joined and others are in the process. And hopefully more will join so that we can reach the target of 15 new parties by 2030. In addition, also, for example, another element of this commitment was to support intersectoral cooperation in up to 35 countries in the region by facilitating the setting of integrated national targets on water, sanitation, hygiene, and health, and collecting data on the progress in implementing the targets. And also to develop additional tools. So in addition, we worked on a joint commitment with OATHR, so the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, which was finally submitted actually by OATHR. And that commitment is focused on supporting the realization of the human rights to safe drinking water and sanitation at national, regional, and also global level by applying the equitable access scorecard in 10 countries and also helping countries to actually take action based on the scorecard assessments. And in addition, we were happy to see that several countries have also made commitments in relation to the protocol as part of the Water Action Agenda. And I think we will hear from them in a minute. So finally, I just would like to inform you, as many of you know, that actually just a few days ago, a survey has been sent out by New York, by UNDESA in New York, on the Water Action Agenda commitments. So some of you who have submitted commitments maybe have also received the survey. And secondly, already a decision was taken by the United Nations General Assembly on the follow-up of the UN Water Conference. On 1st of September, the General Assembly in New York, comprising all your countries, decided to hold another UN Water Conference in 2026, and then another one in 2028 in order to review the finalization of the Water Action Decade. So this means that water is now higher on the agenda also in New York, and obviously we hope that you and your countries will also engage in the preparations for those upcoming future UN Water Conferences and will highlight the protocol and in these processes and also your national targets or national activities which you do to implement the protocol. Another aspect of this resolution taken by the General Assembly is also that the United Nations Secretary General was asked to develop a UN system-wide strategy on water, which should be finalized by next year. So we'll keep you informed, and thank you again to all of you who were active and have mentioned the protocol also in your minister speech